Station 2, Jesus takes up his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you.
Because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.
Let us pray. For all law enforcement officers and those who carry out sentences and corporal punishment, for armies of occupation, for the United Nations and multinational forces, for all soldiers, sailors, and Air Force personnel, for all who hate others, and for all who know what it is to be hated. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
For those who mock and torment others, and for those who are mocked and tormented, for all victims of violence and those who are violent to others, for those who live under military rule or occupation, Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
We pray for ourselves. When we mock or insult or hurt others, when we ourselves are hurt, ridiculed, or insulted, that we may be preserved from indifference to the sufferings of others. Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
O Savior of the world, who by your cross and precious death has redeemed us,
save us and help us, we humbly beseech you, O Lord. I watched his father Joseph as he fashioned the boy's cradle. His cradle was made of the finest wood, well seasoned, well shaped, well joined, fashioned with love and skill. But sometimes he protested when Mary laid him in it to sleep. The circle of her arms was his choice. But his cross is made of the cheapest timber, still green, rough-hewn, world-heavy, made by greedy, expedient men. Yet he does not protest when it is laid upon his shoulders for him to bear. Is this what he has chosen? Look, Heavenly Father, at your Son, with the cross you give him to bear for the world. Jesus said, "Take up your cross and follow me." Give us the strength, Lord, to obey your command.